Are you tired of going through life just surviving? Along my journey in life, I have found some universal principles that unlocked my untapped potential. Follow me as I delve into those principles and the secrets other successful individuals have been using to thrive in life and unleash the legend within them. This is the Legend of You podcast. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. Welcome to another episode of Maximum Mindset Monday. Man, I am excited today. I hope everybody's having a wonderful Monday morning. I hope that your week has started out, you know, just in an amazing form. I know mine has. Mine always does because I live in abundance. I live in a state of greatness. And that's what I demand out of my life. And I hope that through all the episodes that, you know, I do, that you all begin to take on that same mentality, that you begin to force life to work on your terms, that you begin to understand you are great and you deserve to have a life of abundance and live in a place where you attract greatness, you attract money, you attract good people, you attract opportunity. That is where you belong in this life. And anything short of that, you need to reject and not accept. One of the ways that I have gotten to this mentality that I'm talking about, this abundant mentality, where I believe that everything that is great happens to me, right? Like I don't believe negative things can happen or even be in my sphere at all, right? Like it can't enter my circle. And I wasn't always like that. For years and years and years, I was super negative. I had had so many bad things happen to me that I just assumed that's what was going to happen again, right? Something negative, something bad. I felt like I was a magnet for negativity, for destruction, for pain. But I began to journal, and you guys, if you've been following this, you know, podcast or me at all, then you know that journaling saved my life, okay? Journaling really, really, it gave me a way to express myself, but it also gave me a way to be intentional with my life. It gave me a way to gauge my day and implement a way of living each day in a more intentional way, which, you know, I can go into that one day where I talk about journaling. Today is not about journaling, but I want to give context to how I got to this mentality of abundance. So it started with journaling, and journaling led me to meditation. And today's topic is going to be about meditation. And how powerful it is. I'm going to read some, you know, benefits that are backed by science. I'm a firm believer in science because they deal with facts. They deal with what is, not with what we want it to be. Humans like to try to, you know, conjure up what we want it to be and then pretend like that's the facts when sometimes it's not, right? I enjoy truth. I enjoy what is. So that's why I rock with science, and I always will. Now, here's the deal. It wasn't easy in the beginning. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, pretend like it was, because it wasn't. And I started off meditating for maybe like 2 minutes, right? Maybe five. And then I would, you know, try to do five, you know. I would hop in the shower And I would do these guided meditations, right? And I could never get my mind in the beginning to just kind of settle. So what I began to do is I began to just kind of like replay my life, okay? The things that I had done, maybe I should have done better. And I would just replay those things, right? Almost like if you've ever played sports and you're in practice, a lot of times the coach will make you go over situations and plays that happened the game before or prior games. And that way you can kind of see where the faults were, where the play was exposed and how to deal with it, how to become better, get some reps in there. And so that's how I began to look at meditation as a way to get reps into how I've done things, right? That day, maybe the day before. And I just go over, okay, this is what I should have done in this situation, right? So as I'm doing this, I fell into the I am statements. And I learned about mantras and, speaking into existence who the person I wanted to be, the things that I wanted in my life. And I start the vast majority of my mantras off with I have or I am. Not I want, I have it, and I am whatever it is, right? There are certain things that I don't lead with that. And that's because I'm saying, like, I love myself or the power is within me, right? Like, that's a mantra I love. The power is within me. And I will repeat that over and over in between breaths. So I began to gradually expand my meditation. And, it was 5 minutes and me just kind of going over my life because I couldn't calm my mind. Soon it led into 10, 15 minutes and adding mantras, right? So that way I'm occupying my mind because I'm constantly, speaking something over my life, over my family, over my tomorrow, over my today. And then I got into breath work. By this time, I'm at about 20, 30 minutes worth of meditation every single day. And that's where I'm at today. I spend about 30 minutes a day, sometimes a little more, meditating. And I do my I ams, but I also do breathing. Breathing has really been beneficial to me because you are, I don't know how to say this, you're watching yourself act. Right. You're like observing yourself. Okay. And so as I'm breathing, I feel like an observer of myself. And so I, do guided breathing work, and all of the stuff that I use is on YouTube. I'm gonna put links in the show notes, so go check out the show notes because all of it's free. I don't do any paid, classes or anything like that. I have just kind of fumbled around and found the few things that I really like. And it's really helped me become a better person, man. Like, I am so much calmer. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I have everything under control because I'm human and I make my mistakes, right? I still get upset from time to time, more than I would like to admit sometimes. But it is a com I am a completely different person. Like, I am working on me. I love myself now. I used to not be able to say I love myself. And my body would like cringe when if I said that. Like, if I said I love myself, my body would like reject it. Like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, no, you cannot love yourself. I really struggled with just myself and who I was. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe I was worthy. I didn't believe that I could have the life that I was pursuing, right? Like, it's kind of like like there was so much disbelief, even though I was running the race. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody listening, but I was in the race. I'm running, like I'm going after something, but deep down I didn't really believe that I would ever get it. Right? Like I didn't believe that I was worthy of finishing first place. I barely believed I was worthy enough to be in the race. And it didn't matter how much I've accomplished in my life, how much I've overcome in my life. It didn't matter. I didn't feel like it was for me. And so time goes on and I'm practicing this, and some really wonderful things began to happen through this meditation. Not only did I have peace of mind, I began to love myself. I began to become calmer. But as you know, I've been hit by two cars off of my motorcycle. I have one off of a roof in Iraq and I landed head first. I've had several other injuries that were really, really bad. I've had multiple surgeries. And I was living in a lot of pain, right? Like I would wake up just in excruciating pain. And ladies and gentlemen, I can sit here and tell you with complete confidence that I am in a much better place. Like I still have a little bit of pain, but I barely hurt, right? And that's saying something, okay? It is remarkable how much meditation and mindfulness, being okay with myself and being present with myself, has changed not just, you know, the inner self, but my physical self as well. Like I feel younger. I feel like I have energy. I'm not as much in pain. Like my whole life has just become better. And I'm telling you right now that meditation is a big reason why I am in the place that I'm at today. It is truly a remarkable thing to begin to do. And I'm not saying that it's super easy in the beginning. Like I told you, I had to start out with like 2 minutes and then 5 minutes and then 10 minutes and my mind would race. And here's the thing. When your mind drifts off and you start thinking about it, just don't get mad at yourself. Just gently bring yourself back into the moment. And this is why breathing is so cool, because it gives you something to focus on. It gives you something to observe, right? Because that's why sometimes my mind would kind of drift off, because it didn't have anything to occupy, you know, itself with, right? So when you begin to do deep breaths and you're watching yourself breathe and you're just observing your breath work, right? And you breathing in and out, you are able to really stay in that moment. Okay. And stay focused. And I'm telling you, if you do this over time, your life will change. You will begin to know that you're worthy. You will begin to love yourself. You will begin to attract wealth, attract the right people, attract opportunities. You will attract the life that you really want. Happiness, joy, good relationships, man. Not the shitty ones where everyone's using you. You know, it's all one-sided. People are back-talking you, you know, and saying all kinds of things when you're not around, or sometimes even to your face, whatever, right? Like, none of that. You have solid individuals in your life, and you'll be able to cut people off and know that you're in the right, and it won't even bother you because you're just in a different place. You will be truly vibrating at a higher frequency. And that's really what I believe meditation helps you do, is vibrate at such a high frequency that you begin to, you know, push away things that don't serve you and pull in things that do. Okay. Without really even doing much other than just working on you. Okay. And it has been a beautiful thing. I'm going to read off some science here, right? Just so you know that I'm not just being crazy, okay? But it says here, right? And This is psychology.com, and it says that meditation enhances empathy. Meditation improves your cognition. It is a natural stress stabilizer. It promotes emotional health and well-being. Meditation increases attention by inducing a state of flow. Yeah. I was going to have to take Adderall, right? And I didn't even follow up with the appointment to get it, right? Because I can pay attention much more now. Like, I can stay focused. It's crazy. Meditation and pain. And this is what I was telling you about, right? NCCIH found that mindful meditation reduces pain sensation in the body without using the brain's natural opiates. I am telling you right now, this is true, because I lived in a life of straight pain, okay? And my pain has reduced incredibly. I still feel some, right? But it is so much better than what I was in. Meditation decreases disease. That's NCCIH has conducted studies to explore the impact of meditation in disorders like fibromyalgia, stress-related disorders in adolescents and adults, migraines, headaches, hypertension, anxiety and depression, and some other stuff that is on here as well. Meditation and irritable bowel syndrome. It also has, I think I already said the cognitive impact it has, right? And just our overall well-being, right? This article goes on and on and on about how it reduces postpartum, it says in here, that it reduces postpartum, which, so if any of you ladies out there are facing that, the postpartum depression, like, man, start meditating. You know, nothing happens overnight. It does take time, but this will change your life if you allow it, okay? It helps with ADHD, okay? You know, just so many proven benefits to your health, to your mind. And look, there's so many different things, and you can explore what works for you. I'm not sitting here and saying you have to do it like I do it, right? But there's guided meditations. They're free on YouTube. Check them out. I do a mantra every morning when I meditate, right? Or most mornings, and then at night, okay? Lil Wayne had a verse in one of his songs, and it said that my mind is like a minefield. And I related to that verse so much, because my mind has been where the war has waged for years, since I was a young man. And it has been a war that at times I've lost. Okay. I don't know if I've said this on here or not, but there was a point where I was going to, you know, commit suicide. I had the gun in my hand, my finger on the trigger. And if it wasn't for my dog licking me profusely and not stopping, I probably would have squeezed that trigger. So the war has been very real. I have turned to alcohol. I've turned to drugs. I've turned to violence. I've turned to so many different things to try to relieve this pain, right, that I've had on the inside of me. But none of it's worked. Meditation has. Journaling has, reading positive stuff has, right? These things have really been working in my life. Do they work overnight? No. Did I have to play around and find what's best for me? Yes. But I do my mantras. I speak it over myself. Even, look, words have power, even if you don't believe them, okay? Even if you don't believe what you're saying, say it anyway. I have $1 billion. I have a pain-free body. I am wealthy. I am confident. I am trustworthy. I am without depression. I love myself, right? Like, begin to speak the things that you want over your life. And I'm going to tell you a little trick before I wrap this up. If you sit on in a chair with your feet basically, you know, flat to the ground, side by side. Close your eyes and you begin to say things like, I love myself, right? We'll just use that as an example. If your body rejects it, like you feel like this, like almost like an uneasy feeling when you say it, like that is false, that is not true. That is exactly what you need to begin to tell yourself that you are, right? I love myself. I am happy. I have peace. Whatever it is, you begin to speak these things over yourself. You know, if you feel like you're unworthy, I am worthy, right? Like as your body rejects and you just come up with a list of things that you need to work on. Okay. If you feel like you're not powerful, if you're not in control, then I have the power. I am in control, right? And you begin to speak the opposite of what your body's rejecting, because that is where the work needs to be. Okay. There are guided I am mantras on YouTube, and it will say things over and over again. I'm going to put these in the link for you, or in the link in the description for you. So go to the show notes and there will be some links that I use. These are the ones that I have found that worked the best for me. You might have to find some different ones, but play around, be curious, find what works for you. But I really encourage each and every person listening to this to begin to meditate every single day. And you know, look, this has been my refuge. Like when I have uneasy feelings, when I'm having a rough day, I'll sneak in. Even if I have to go back in the shower, I'll just stay in the shower and I'll do my mantras and I'll breathe and do my breath work and just calm myself down and become one with myself and bring myself to that place of peace and understanding. Okay. It has been beneficial mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. My blood pressure, I had hypertension before all this. My blood pressure and all of that is at the lowest it's ever been. Even when I was like, before I was injured and I worked out like a madman and all that, my vitals are better than they've ever been. Because I'm doing the right things, right? I found what works, and you can too. But you have to do it. You have to do the work, okay? Like I can tell you all day long this stuff works, but if you don't do it for yourself, if you're not going to try, then it's just me and you wasting time, right? So what has to happen is you have to begin to take action. You have to begin to explore and find the methods that work best for you, right? And don't give up just because you didn't get the magic in one day or 2 days or even a week. I didn't see results, you know, right away. It was a couple months before I really started seeing the big benefits of meditating and journaling and doing all of that. But now I wouldn't trade it for the world. And like I said, if I miss a day, man, I am a different person. It weighs on my mind. That's how important it is to me, because it's been life changing. And I want your lives to be changed too. And I want you to take that power back because it's yours. This is how we become responsible for our lives. This is how we take the power back, right? We control our destiny, our reality. We create that. And this is how. I am statements, meditation, journaling. You control the narrative, but you have to do it. And you have to do it consistently, whether you feel like it or not. Just stay with it. And I promise you, you will see results. Look, if you need my help, if you need some assistance, go to MrTenacity.com or find me on Facebook at Chad Osinga. Send me a message. I would be glad to get on a free call with you guys, and we'll talk and chop it up. Until next time, go kill it.